This is an Aero News Touch and Go for September 18th, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. Did the FAA rush the certification of the Eclipse 500? That question occupied about 5 hours before the U.S. House Aviation Subcommittee yesterday, as members gathered to hear and ask questions of Calvin Scovell, the DOT Inspector General. He told lawmakers he believes the type certification process was rushed, pushed toward an arbitrary deadline despite known issues with the plane's flight control software, avionics functions and displays, wing flaps, and stall warning system. Once an internal goal of certifying the plane was set for September 30, 2006, the date became viewed as a hard deadline. FAA Inspector Marion Blakey made a highly publicized award of the type certificate on that very day, and Transportation and Infrastructure Committee Chairman James Oberstar noted it was not only the last day of the fiscal year, but also was a Saturday. Eclipse has responded to the spectacle by noting that the 500 is one of the safest aircraft ever introduced into the market, that it has accumulated 32,000 fleet hours without an injury or fatality, and that we're in an election year. You can find the company's detailed response to the controversy at www.eclipsefacts.com. You'll hear excerpts from committee members and IG Scovell today and tomorrow on the Aero News special feature. Late Tuesday, the U.S. Federal Reserve agreed to loan embattled global insurance and investment firm AIG a total of $85 billion in exchange for a 79.9% stake in the company. What this really amounts to is operating money while the 89-year-old Wall Street fixture performs an orderly sell-off of assets, which could total $150 billion. Bailout opponents are furious, but the Fed said in a statement that a, quote, disorderly failure of AIG could add to already significant levels of financial market fragility and lead to substantially higher borrowing costs, reduced household wealth, and materially weaker economic performance, unquote. Part of that $150 billion in AIG assets expected to go on the block soon is International Lease Finance Corp. The Wall Street Journal reports Chairman Stephen Udvar-Hazy, who founded the company 35 years ago, is now expected to lead an effort to buy it back. He and two partners sold the firm to AIG in 1990 for $1.3 billion in stock. I hope he's not hung on to too much of that stock. ILFC reports more than $17 billion worth of orders on its books and is the single largest buyer of new airplanes from both Boeing and Airbus. Chris Partridge, director of asset finance and leasing at Deutsche Bank AG in London, says putting the deal together will be a challenge. Quote, even if your name is ILFC, people will be looking for a discount, unquote. ITT Corporation announced yesterday it has successfully deployed the Automatic Dependent Surveillance Broadcast Essential Services System for Southern Florida, achieving initial operational capability. ITT says the milestone recognizes the availability of broadcast services of air traffic, as well as weather and aeronautical data from 11 ADS-B ground stations in southern Florida. The company was awarded a $207 million initial contract by the FAA to lead a team to develop and deploy the first phase of the ADS-B ground infrastructure. FAA is targeting 2013 for a nationwide deployment. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing, where we'll tell you more about these stories. BAA is giving up its monopoly on London airports. A missing Cessna is found down in Mexico with four lost. And Boeing sticks its neck out to keep Long Beach open. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, we'll hear the first of two features drawn from yesterday's House Aviation Subcommittee hearing on questions surrounding the certification of the Eclipse 500. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.